Be sure to tune at this same time again next Saturday afternoon for the Gospel Deliverance broadcast with Reverend Tracy Fenton. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Conley Electric of Sandy Hook, Kentucky. Portions of the preceding program was pre-recorded. At Eastern Standard Time now is 3:30 p.m. You're listening to the Voice of Variety in the Tri-State Area, WGOH Radio AM and FM in Grayson, Kentucky. It's time now for the Gospel Time program with Reverend Bill Dowdy.
Let me live, let me know. Wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer. We're so glad this Saturday evening we're back in the studio, WGOA. Time for another program by the help of the Lord. And we're so thankful, praise God, that He spared us this week and blessed us. And we want to thank Him for His blessings. We want you to listen in the next few minutes. We pray we'll be a blessing too. We're glad to have Sister Wanda with us this evening, Sister Hazel and Sister Nina. We're glad for the presence of the Lord that we felt already today. And I'll tell you, God is real. We're going to ask Wanda. She'll come and sing first, and let's pray for her while she sings. I believe she will sing The Love of God.
Thank you.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm so glad that he's still able to save unto the uttermost them that come to him. Praise God. I'm glad for that song, the love of God. That's the reason I'm saved today, through the love of the Christ of Calvary. Praise God. And God loving us enough to send his Son to die for us. We're going to ask Sister Hazel to come and sing next. Let's pray for her while she sings. And I just thought this evening how wonderful it is to be a child of God and just to be this side of eternity. Amen, with the blessing of God on our soul. Hazel, what do you want to sing this evening?
I'm praying with the
church. She's still in the hospital and in a pretty serious condition, but I know God's able to touch her, and we want to remember her in prayer. Then Sister Booth, we received a letter from Regina, that her mother wasn't feeling too good, and we want to remember Sister Booth in prayer. We do appreciate their faithfulness to this broadcast, the way they're helping. And pray, Sister Kay Adams from our church, she fell Tuesday and broke her leg, been in the hospital. She's got home today. We want to remember her in prayer. We're going to use her as a shut-in. So we'd like you, before we pray, we'll just give you her address. That's Faye Adams, Miss Faye Adams, 107 Memorial Street, Colgrove, Ohio. And I'm sure Faye would appreciate a card from you. And I know she listened to the broadcast this evening. We'll pray for a blessing to her. Then there are several folks. Wanda's uncle, we'll remember him in prayer. He's still in the hospital, and he's on the critical list, you'd say. We'll remember him in prayer, that God will help him and others. God knows all about everyone. My nephew in the hospital in Mansfield, but you know this and doesn't mean a thing. God's able to touch wherever we'll pray and ask him to move. Let's everyone bow our head. You out in radio land, bow your head and pray with us. Loving Heavenly Father, as we come to be our Lord and Master this evening, we're so glad, Lord, we're able to bow our hearts to you. One that knows all about us today, praise God, and one that's able to look down give victory praise, the Lord, where it's needed most this evening. And we're so glad, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that, Lord God, that'll bow upon their knees and bow their heart in your presence and call your name before the Lamb of God for the healing of the body. Praise God forever for the salvation of lost souls. We realize that James said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And Lord, you're able to visit these homes and the hospitals and the rest homes, Lord God, where there's people sick, and Lord, they need a touch from your hand. They need, Lord God, to feel the mighty hand of God upon their lives. We realize and know this evening, Lord God, that were it not for you and your mercies and your compassions that fail not, praise God, we wouldn't be here today. But Lord, we're so glad that we're two or three gathered together in your name. There you'll be in the midst. Loving Master, would you visit Sister Booth this evening? Lay your hand upon her body, Lord God. May strength flow into it, Lord God, such as she hasn't felt in a long time. Bless her real good this evening, Lord. Then our Father, we know you're able to look down, Lord, upon Sister Hazel's mother-in-law this evening, Lord, that's in the hospital. There, Sister Faye, Lord God. The other sister stable, and Lord God, and others out in Radio Land that need, Lord God, the healing touch of the Son of God. Then our Father, our mind goes on to think about those, loving Lord, that's bound by the powers of sin with a greater sickness, Lord. Oh, God, the sickness of the body, a disease that will take them into eternity without thee, unless they turn and repent of their ways. But we're so glad you're able to touch those, Lord, that are sitting by the radio this evening. Somehow we felt as Hazel sung that song, there's somebody listening today that'll not be listening next Saturday. Oh, God, if that one is a lost one, may you speak to their heart, and may their hearts be broken up. And may, Lord, as they listen this evening, to realize they're judgment-bound people. Our Father, we know you're able to save them if they'll commit their way unto thee. Bless our service, Lord God, over the weekend at the church in Congo. Bless the revivals going on. Give souls, we pray. We pray you'll bless Bill Claxton today, Lord. We learned he's been sick, and Lord, we know you're able to touch him. But above all, you're able to bring him back to the fold. If he hasn't already made things right with thee, Lord God, touch his heart. Give him victory. Bless every backslider out in Radio Land. Our Father, would you bless this broadcast this evening to some heart? Give victory, we pray in Jesus' name. We'll give you the praise. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. We've got our announcements we'd like to make this evening. We have service. Our church tonight at Colgrove High, 773 High Street. Colgrove High, and the service starts 7:30. We'll be there preaching, the Lord willing. Our Sunday school in the morning at 10 o'clock. Our evangelistic service tomorrow night at 7:30. We're expecting the Lord to help us. Had a wonderful service Wednesday night. The Lord came and helped us. Praise the Lord. We're expecting to do so again tonight. We're trusting. I'll tell you, I just live from one service till the next. Praise God forever. And I'm glad the Lord's able to help us. Then we say, you want to say this evening, we're beginning a revival a week from Monday night at Garvin Hill. That's the Wesleyan Church where Brother Duncan's the pastor. And I believe he said the service would start at 6:30. So it's about 4 miles, maybe five outside of Olive Hill on the old 60, right on top of the hill. Praise the Lord, Garvin Hill. And we're trusting the Lord for a gracious service. Praise God. And I just thought, you know, if we'll pray and mind God and let God have his way, he'll give us the very desire of our heart. Amen. So we want you to remember that and be praying much that the Lord will help us. All right, we're glad to have Sister Nina with us today. We're going to ask her to come and sing, and she may have a dedication she wants to make today. Good morning, Pete.
evening we can have a God that'll fight our battles and see us through. I really appreciate him this evening with all of my heart, and I'm so glad that I found him when I did. Praise the Lord. We've got some dedications we'd like to make on this song we're going to sing this evening. I sort of feel like singing the Sawdust Trail. Praise the Lord. I never sang that on the broadcast, but I just feel like I'd like to sing it. I'd like to send this out to Doc and Lori and Carolyn Foster, Brother and Sister Ed Porter and their family, Brother David Hall and Pauline and the boys. We'd like to send this out to, praise God, to my sister and her husband, that's Mr. and Ms. Harvey Smith of South Point of High. My, okay, they just wait from one side to the next for the broadcast. We appreciate that. We'd like to send this out to Brother and Sister Ursula Booth of Wayne, West Virginia, and their daughter Regina. We pray it's a blessing to them. And then we have one from Lily Stamper, a letter from her, and we call her Granny Stamper, Millard, Kentucky. We'd like to send this out to her. She had some dedications that she wanted us to make, and that's for Everett and Lucy Green, Buddy and Belva Holbrook, and Hargis and Flo Pennington, and Bill and Nora Marshall, and Pat and Cheryl Holbrook. And we pray that this song will be a blessing to them this evening, and to our folks over at Colgrove, all of our churches, they'll be a blessing to you. Send this out to the Pat and Patty and Bucky Stephen. We pray this song will be a blessing to them. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to read the scripture this evening. We've got a few minutes left. Now, remember, our shut-in is Faye Adams, Miss Faye Adams, 107 Memorial Street, Colgrove, Ohio. We pray that you'll send her a card this week. I'm sure, if you will, that the Lord will bless you for it. And I'm sure that as we do unto others, the Lord's going to recompense us. Praise the Lord. We have a verse of scripture we'd like to read. And I just thought this evening, you know, it's a privilege just to be able to read the Word of God and enjoy His blessings. Praise the Lord. A lot of folks will never know what it means to be touched by the hand of the Lord as far as being blessed. They've rejected the Lord, they've convicted their hearts, and they've turned Him away, and they've done the respite to the Spirit of grace, and they spurn God's love till God no longer talks to their heart. And all through eternity, they'll never know what it means to feel the wonderful blessing of God. But I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. And I'd rather have a dinner of herbs, praise God, as the Bible spoke about, than to have meat with contention. Praise the Lord. You'll find our scripture reading this evening in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, and beginning with the seventh verse. And of the angels, he saith,
who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Not unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness before above thy fellows. I'd like to read that verse over. That's the one that stood out to me as I read the scripture and was meditating about the broadcast this evening. Praise the Lord with that ninth verse. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. I've thought about folks that say there's nothing to heartfelt religion. Praise God forever. But I read here about the oil of gladness. Now there's different kinds of oil. Praise the Lord. There's the oil that's in a bottle. When you enter with folks to pray for their healing, I believe James the 5th chapter says, "The being sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he's committed sin, it shall be forgiven him." And that's just as real as old-fashioned salvation. But then I'm glad there's something better than that. There's the oil of gladness. Praise God. If you remember back in the 25th chapter of Matthew, praise God, how the Bible said there were 10 virgins, and 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. And 5 had oil on their lamps and 5 didn't have any. And the Bible said, while they slumbered and slept, at midnight, behold, a cry was made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And how them that have the oil in their lamps, and their lamps brim, praise God. Amen. They got up and went into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. And the Bible said, them that have no oil, amen, they said to them that have the oil, give us of your oil. Praise God. And they said, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy. And while they went, amen, to buy the oil, the bridegroom came and took them that were ready. And they went to marriage supper. Praise God. And say, friend, I read here where God, amen, will anoint his people with the oil of gladness. Praise God. I believe in the book of Isaiah, Jesus, amen, praise God. You'll read the words there. And then in the New Testament scripture, how he stood in the synagogue and said, "The Lord has anointed me to preach the glad tidings." I'll tell you, boys, we can't please God unless the anointing oil, amen, abides upon us. Praise the Lord, and I'm glad for the joy. Amen. The blessing of God from time to time is real to our heart. Now, talk to you how the scriptures that we can draw water out of the wells of salvation, we can draw joy. Amen. It's not a haphazard life where you throw your head down and your shoulders drooping, afraid to look people in the face. But thank God the Lord can take that awful load of sin and place joy in your heart. Glory to God. I remember one woman came to Jesus and sent me in a Pharisee's home. And the Bible says she knelt behind him and began to wash his feet with the tears that ran down her face and began to wipe them with the hairs of her head. Praise God. And Jesus, amen, was sitting there and knew the woman tired, and the Pharisee across from him began to reason thus with himself and said, "If this were the Son of God, he'd know what man or woman this is that touches him, for she's a sinner." And he looked across and said, "Simon, I've got somewhat to say of you." He said, "Master, stay on." He said, "Amen, there was a man in a city had 2 creditors, and one owed him 50 pence, and one owed him 500. And when he had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Now, which do you think will have the most?" He said, "Master, he to whom he forgave the most." And he said, "This woman, amen, you didn't offer me no water when I came to the house to wash my feet.
And this woman has washed with her tears and wiped her smile with the hairs of her head. And you did not offer me to kiss, but this woman hasn't ceased to kiss my feet. Oh, praise God. I feel like the songwriter this evening. I'd like to kneel down and talk it all over with him. And there's times I feel like I do when the joy runs up and down the avenues of my soul and the tears rip off of my face. And I can say, Abba, Father, praise God, and feel the shouts of glory as they come from the glory world to bless my soul. Amen. He said, woman, thy sins, which were many forgiven, oh, say the oil of gladness is what makes the difference. They said, did you see that person in the service? I've had sinners say how their face would shine. Amen. Praise God. That didn't come out of a cold cream jar, but that came from the throne of grace. That's the oil of gladness this evening. I'll tell you, the world don't have it. I said, you shake the preacher's hand and John the meeting house and sign the card, but it takes the oil of gladness, praise God, to bless and to give you victory in the hour of need. Ride us this week. Praise God. And listen in every Saturday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock throughout these next 2 months anyway. I'll tell you, God wants to help us, and he is helping us. And we thank you folks out in Radio Land for riding to us so faithfully. My, how good it is to get those letters. Amen. To know folks are being blessed. Praise God forever this evening. Oh, how wonderful the Lord is in all of his ways. May the Lord bless you as we leave the air. Praise God.
Be sure to tune at this same time again next Saturday afternoon for the Gospel Time program with Reverend Bill Dowdy. It's 4:01. This is WGOH Radio AM and FM in Grayson, Kentucky. And now.